is Hongjie Liu, who is a PhD in MS and an associate professor in the Department of Epidemiology and Community Health at Virginia Commonwealth University School of Medicine. Dr. Liu's research focuses on social and behavioral aspects of HIV/AIDS, specifically HIV-related risk behaviors, stigma, social, and risk networks among high-risk population as well as general population. Since 1997, he has been involved as a PI, co-PI, and a consultant in 11 HIV-related studies in China and 5 studies in the U.S. He has received research funding from the NIH Foundation for AIDS Research, International Society for Infectious Diseases, and other funding agencies. So welcome.
Good afternoon, everybody. Now let's move from Kenya to China. Okay, my topic is concurrent sexual partnership among young drug users and egocentric network study in Yunnan, China. I have no relationship to disclose. Now here's some background information and regarding sexual partnership. Now, there are basically two forms of partnership in sexual network, sequential monogamy and concurrency. Concurrent sexual partner have been defined as partnership that overlay in time, rather than follow one another sequentially or disjointedly. Concurrent sexual partnership may be as important as needle sharing in amplifying the spreading of HIV among drug users in China as well as other countries and similar settings. However, few research has addressed the social network aspects of concurrent sexual partnership and to investigate its HIV transmissibility among drug users in China. So we conduct a study to investigate the pattern of concurrent sexual partnership among young opium users to examine sexual transmissibility of HIV in concurrent sexual partnership in their drug use network and sex networks. This study was done in 2009 in Yunnan province. We actually used RDS to recruit subjects, and this study was done in two small counties. Yunnan province is located in the Golden Triangle areas where there are so many drug users, and drug use is locally accepted by the local people, so it's culturally accepted. We use the Chinese social network questionnaire to define three types of social networks. That is, we define support network, drug use network, and sex network for each of our subject. Now, eligibility criteria for selection of drug use including those who were 18 to 35 years old and resided in either of the two countries and use heroin or opium at least once a week in the past 30 days prior to the interview. Now, how did we measure concurrent sexual partnership? Before we conduct a survey, we did a qualitative study as documented in in-depth interview among 38 young drug users. The majority of young drug users had regular sexual partners. For example, either they have sex with their spouse or boy or girlfriends. We define the concurrent sexual partners as having any other sexual partners during an individual's sexual relationship with his or her regular sexual partners. In other words, we use regular sexual partners as anchor to help individuals to recall their other sexual partnerships. Subjects were asked if they had any other partners during their sexual relationship with their regular sexual partners. Those with a positive answer were categorized as having concurrent sexual partnership. Now here is the results. A total of 24 subjects, including 14 seats, were recruited over a period of about 2 months. The average number of recruits waived that a seat generated was 6. We did evaluate the quality of RDS. The evaluation indicates the RDS was successfully used to recruit the target population. And we wrote that report, and that one will be published very soon. 32 drug users did not report any having never had sex, and therefore they were excluded from that analysis. The RDS adjusted prevalence of concurrent sex partners was 43. Among drug users, you can see a large percentage of drug users had concurrent sex partnership compared to non-concurrent drug users or compared to drug users without concurrent sex partners. Drug users who engaged in sexual concurrency were more likely to be male, young, and single. And this table demonstrates the social demographic characteristics of young drug users with and without concurrent sex partners. So we use RDS specific software to estimate the weighted proportions for each of the variants. Then we estimate weighted odds ratio and their confidence interval. The 394 respondents we call eagles in the term of social network. These eagles named a total of 3,127 elders. Elders are their social network peers. Elders are eagles' network peers. In social network, it's called elder, resulting in an average network size of 8. In other words, each eagle reported 8 elders in our study. Now here is a figure to demonstrate one single social network. We ask each respondent here we call eagle. Then we ask them how many friends who could provide either emotional support or tangible support. We use six questions to define social support networks. And after that, we ask each ego whether or not you have sex with the person you just listed, or you had sex with others who were not listed so far. After that, we ask whether or not you use drugs with your peers, and who are they? Then we use the name generating questions to define the three kinds of social network among these egos. This table is busy, so many statistics. Let me summarize what we get from this table. So we compare social network components between drug users with and without concurrent sexual partners. The drug users who are engaging concurrent sexual partners reported larger size of sexual network and drug use network, you can see from the table. Perceived themselves to receive higher level of tangible and emotional support from their sex partners, but lower level of their two forms of support from family member elders. Basically, those who have concurrent sexual partners receive support from their sex partners rather than their family members compared to drug users who do not have concurrent sexual partners. Then we compare sexual risks among the two groups, and this is the table. The table is very, very busy. So basically, we use RDS-specific approach to generate weight for analysis. Then we apply the weight to logistic regression to get crude point estimates and their confidence interval, and adjust it. Point estimates and their confidence interval. So the computation itself was very complicated. I just skipped that one. Let me summarize the key messages from this busy table. More drug users with concurrent sexual partners than those without having such partners had 6 or more sexual partners. Had regular sex partners who also had concurrent sexual partners. So their partners also had concurrent sexual partners. They used drugs to exchange for sex and had sex partners who were non-IDUs. Basically, they smoke heroin instead of injecting heroin. Had sex partners who were IDU and use club drugs. Mainly, they use methamphetamine. Even though drug users who had concurrent sexual partners had higher sex risk, but the condom use was similar between the two groups. For example, only 26 of the drug users reported consistent condom use while having sex with their regular partners. So the condom use is too low to protect themselves or protect their regular partners. And 64% of users with such concurrency and 34% of those without concurrency use condoms with non-regular partners, and you can see the condom use with their regular partners and with commercial partners are extremely, extremely low in these risk populations. I cannot go through in detail, however, this paper has been accepted and published online by Addiction. Let me conclude the key findings of the study. The drug users with concurrent sex partners were more likely to engage in unsafe sex and drug use compared to those without such a partnership. Let me say something about the new phase of epidemic among drug users in China. Historically, drug use was the major mode of HIV transmission. However, in recent years, the HIV epidemic has been shifted to sexual contact. Now, sexual contact is the leading HIV transmission mode among drug users. In China, the generalization of the HIV epidemic from risk population to the general population may be driven by concurrent sexual partnership. Therefore, behavioral intervention targeting safe sex should be integrated in harm reduction program in China. The Chinese government provide free a needle exchange program and provide free methadone managed treatment. However, in these programs, there is no component of sexual behavior interventions. This is my research team. We want to acknowledge staff from the United Institute of Drug Abuse for participation in this study. Also, we want to thank all of the participants who donate their time to receive the study. Thank you.